Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act was passed by Congress with overwhelming bipartisan support and signed into law by President Trump. Called the CARES Act, the U.S. Treasury claims that it is over a $2 trillion economic relief package to protect the American people from the public health and economic impacts of COVID-19. That statement has two factual errors. First, the multiplier effect in one of the bailouts for banks could result in as much as $6 trillion of government spending. Second, the CARES Act does not really protect people from the public health impact, only to offset the economic damage done by government lockdowns. As I have explained, governments do not have any resources of their own. Government spending can only be covered by obtaining those funds from the private sector through taxation, borrowing, or by inflation of the money supply that lowers the purchasing power of cash. This is an election year. Many Democrat and Republican members of Congress and President Trump, who supported the CARES Act, are seeking re-election in November. To date, I have not heard a single supporter of this legislation honestly explain where the resources are coming from to pay for the CARES Act bailouts and subsidies. Even worse, almost none of the regular media asks where the funds are coming from. In my judgment, paying for the CARES Act economic relief will reduce American prosperity, with some effects already starting to show up in consumer price increases, and will become extremely burdensome in the future. I fear the eventual economic result will be worse for America than if the government had done nothing. I suspect that if members of Congress and the President who supported enactment of the CARES Act are asked where the funds will come from to cover the cost, most will likely say from the government. That's a non-answer. Intelligent voters, citizens, and members of the media should then ask, where does the government come up with the resources to pay for the CARES Act? Will these politicians be competent and honest enough to tell the truth? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.